You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. The FDNY busy in Harlem overnight after flames erupted in an apartment building. A firefighter is one of over half a dozen people injured.
It was a frantic morning inside this five-story building. Flames broke out on the third floor right next to Ken Jones' apartment.
I woke up to a whole bunch of smoke, and my main objective was to get my family out.
Firefighters raced to 217 West 135th Street just after 4:30 a.m. Everyone made it out, but eight people were hurt, two critically, and rushed to Harlem Hospital. Sabrina Purdy also got her family to safety.
We're asthmatic, so we're leaving. It's a disaster. It's horrible.
The Red Cross is helping the displaced while the fire marshal searches for a cause. Darius Ranzi is 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Harlem.
Well, first responders are back in the East River today near Roosevelt Island searching for a missing teenage girl. The 15-year-old was last seen Friday afternoon going into the water off Rainey Park in Astoria. And when she didn't resurface, a friend called 911.
I mean, the current's pretty strong over here as far as what I've heard. You know, I know there's been NYPD and other divers and search and rescue teams in there looking for her.
Zach Dolicard is a resident of Roosevelt Island who spoke with 1010 Winds. Although police aren't saying yet if the teen fell in or jumped in, a number of media outlets report that she was trying to retrieve her phone after dropping it in the water. The current is swift in the area, so authorities say it is possible the girl was swept further down the river. An alleged food stamp scheme, one of the largest in history, has landed a Long Island man in some serious legal trouble. The feds say Michael Kehoe of Merrick was the ringleader in the plot, which made off with $66 million in ill-gotten government money. He allegedly submitted fraudulent applications to the federal government and placed electronic terminals that process government SNAP benefits in stores throughout the five boroughs in Yonkers. The terminals were installed at unauthorized stores like smoke shops, allowing those retailers to obtain millions in fraudulent SNAP benefits. Kehoe is the founder and president of a local credit card and payment processing company. His attorney says the 44-year-old suspect has entered a not guilty plea. Several co-defendants face charges as well. The city's LGBTQ plus organizations say they're under attack by the Trump administration, and they want to know what candidates for mayor plan to do about it. They're holding a candidate forum tonight ahead of the start of Pride Month tomorrow. 1010 Winds spoke to the co-founder of Queers for Action, Jeffrey Omura.
We're feeling like there is a target on our backs, and we're all wondering, how is the next administration going to keep us safe? How are they going to stand up to this president? How are they going to foster a culture within this city that continues to keep us safe?
Half a dozen candidates for the Democratic nomination do at tonight's forum. Meanwhile, Andrew Cuomo is in trouble with the city's campaign finance board again. His campaign was docked public matching funds for the second time this month for allegedly coordinating with a super PAC that's backing his candidacy, which is not allowed. The Cuomo campaign has released a statement saying this preliminary ruling is a continuation of their same unfounded position on the independent ad. Our campaign is operated in full compliance with campaign finance laws and rules. The Episcopal Diocese of New York honoring the first openly lesbian Anglican bishop this morning with a service at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine. The Right Reverend Mary Glasspool is retiring at the end of June after 45 years of ordained ministry. The Right Reverend Carter Hayward told Glasspool her work has made a difference.
Mary, as you retire from a ministry well-lived here and in several places where people have been graced by your service, my prayer is you will go now in peace, confident that yours has been a faithful journey in which you have embodied truth.
Today's service recognized Glasspool for her dedicated leadership and active engagement to foster greater ties and care for LGBTQ plus New Yorkers. Being celebrated in the Bronx this afternoon at the 152nd Street Cultural Festival. This family-friendly event is free, all kinds of activities, entertainment, dancing, arts and crafts, and more. It runs now until 6 between Jackson and Tintin Avenues and kicks off the festivities leading up to the National Puerto Rican Day Parade coming up next Sunday, June 8th. Well, no lounging on the sand at Long Beach yesterday, not because of the weather, but because it was senior cut day. Long Beach police wouldn't allow anyone on the shore after being warned there might be scores of high school students headed their way to enjoy a very unofficial school holiday. A similar event last year drew thousands of kids. Not only did it get unruly, one teen was shot and wounded right near the popular Long Beach boardwalk. The acting police chief says Long Beach was given the heads up by NYPD school safety. The kids from three schools in Queens were headed their way. Students in Nassau had similar plans. The sand is back open at Long Beach today. A wrong turn has led to yet another close call in the air, this time in San Francisco. Two jets loaded with passengers came within seconds of a mid-air collision on takeoff.
According to reports, the United jet was supposed to turn right after departure, while the SkyWest plane was cleared to turn left. But in a critical error, the United pilot turned left, directly into the path of the SkyWest aircraft. Alarms sounding in the cockpit, air traffic control demanding an urgent course correction.
Yeah, 1152, turn left heading 280 immediately.
In a statement, the FAA says that United plane turned without authorization and the
Well, all things Puerto Rico being celebrated in the Bronx this afternoon at the 152nd Street Cultural Festival. This family-friendly event is free, all kinds of activities, entertainment, dancing, arts and crafts, and more. It runs now until 6 between Jackson and Tintin Avenues and kicks off the festivities leading up to the National Puerto Rican Day Parade coming up next Sunday, June 8th. Well, no lounging on the sand at Long Beach yesterday, not because of the weather, but because it was senior cut day. Long Beach police wouldn't allow anyone on the shore after being warned there might be scores of high school students headed their way to enjoy a very unofficial school holiday. A similar event last year drew thousands of kids. Not only did it get unruly, one teen was shot and wounded right near the popular Long Beach boardwalk. The acting police chief says Long Beach was given the heads up by NYPD school safety. The kids from three schools in Queens were headed their way. Students in Nassau had similar plans. The sand is back open at Long Beach today.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.